Get ready.
Screen cap of that complaint?
Oh
wait, no, now it's showing up.
Yeah, I see it now.
What is this?
Holy crap, my channel got closed after like 2 years.
Well, it must be because of this movie, but it's not like this was ever released or anything, so who would care?
Yeah, I posted something on Facebook about it, but I don't know if the government found out that way.
What did they find out?
He was streaming the unreleased Fantastic Four movie on his Justin TV, and it got shut down because of it.
Apparently my videos is still up.
Huh.
I'll put in the... Like, it's... It says it'll be deleted in 2 days, though.
Really?
I've been streaming anime on here for, like, ever.
Well...
Shit.
I guess they don't care as much about anime.
What are we supposed to do?
Who even owns this? Wasn't it, like, some obscure company?
Yeah, I'm like, who has the license to this? I mean...
And no one's gonna be losing money off it. Because it's never been released.
Someone told me, like, the government, like, somebody, it's supposed to be, like, a banned movie or something, I don't know. Like, or it's a movie that, like, no one's supposed to have. That's what happened when I bought it from the guy, that's what the guy told me when I bought it from him.
Huh.
But then, like, they go to comic book conventions and they sell bootleg copies of it everywhere, but I guess the government doesn't know about it.
Well, it's probably whoever owns the company, whoever owns the movie. That shut it down.
I guess it's because I said Fantastic Four and they shut it down because it's a movie title.
Maybe.
But it's not the newer movies, though.
Hmm.
So why would they care?
Who owns this movie?
I really don't know. It's not like I have, like, a ton of people on this.
Yeah, how many people did it say was watching?
Three, the entire time. No one else jumped in.
So it was just you, me, and Josh?
Yeah.
Huh. That's, strange.
I need to get out of the Skype call. Because I'm also in TeamSpeak in a Skype call, which is weird.
Okay.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just start another Justin TV. I think people are going to Twitch TV from now on. I might just open up an account that way.
Twitch TV?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's another TV channel. So apparently I click on my Roger Corman thing and it doesn't pull up. Yeah, it lists my videos, but nothing pulls up.
Oh, so they don't work.
Huh. So I would have to restream Goku Midnight Eye again. That sucks. Oh, well,
yeah.
I'll figure out a way.
If we ever do, like, MD Geist or any of that stuff that's on there, you'd have to restream it.
Yeah. Angel Cop. Gone. Let's see if I got an email about it. That sucks. Alright, I got an email saying your content you streamed and archived on was the subject of takedown notice we received from Fox pursuant to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. This organization has asserted that it owns the content that you streamed on Justin TV without permission to do so. As a result, we have cleared off your offending archives, highlights, and episodes, and I'm given a 24-hour restriction from broadcasting. I'm barely broadcasting anyways. If you believe this content you've taken down in error, please do so to inform us. The order to comply with the DMCA. So I guess if I think it's an error, I'm supposed to give an electronic signature and an identification of the material that has been removed, which access has been disabled, the location which material appeared was moved. Okay. So it looks like I'm just on a 24-hour restriction or a ban.
But they deleted all your videos.
I think they just banned it, basically.
Huh.
It seems like maybe everything's banned for a day. I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll see tomorrow.
I guess they have a hot list. If I say Fantastic Four or something, they'll take it down. So I
think,
I don't know.
At least with Viacom, I think they have some sort of program where it recognizes the stills from their shows and automatically reports
Possibly.
It. I don't know if Sony or Fox or whoever did this is the same.
Well, they could have also confused it for the 2005 movie.
Yeah, could I don't think they don't ever watch these streams. They're just oh my gosh, the name's up. I guess I should have called it something else and they would have never noticed.
Yeah. Well, it says this was made by a company called Constantine Film in Germany. So I guess Fox
still owns the rights to Fantastic Four anything, which is why they took it down.
Maybe.
And I think if I have a problem with it, I'm supposed to give him an electronic signature or something.
Well, I don't think that would work since it's not your thing,
Yeah, I paid $10. I paid $5 or $10 or however much it was for a bootleg copy, but I don't own the rights to it. So. But I don't understand, there's a bunch of these channels that have, nothing but movies streaming all the time, and, apparently they're still up. Maybe not up for
one. There's one Justin TV channel that just streams Delgo, 24/7.
Yeah. Stream upload to which you do not own. All right. Well, the last part of it says, as stated in our terms of service, repeated incidents of copyright infringement will result of a deletion of your Justin TV registration and prohibit you from streaming and archiving material on Justin TV for the future. To prevent us from having to take these steps, please delete your Justin TV of any material you have streamed or uploaded which you do not own or necessary rights, which is pretty much everything, which they haven't given a crap about till now.
Do you think they would check the other stuff now that they know you're violating DMCA?
I don't know. It just seems like I'm just on a suspension for 24 hours, but I'm not streaming anything. I'll try it within a couple of days and see if everything pulls up.
Yeah. Well, you should at least remove the Corman thing.
All right. Let's see if I can get to my videos. I'll just go ahead and delete it right now. Actually, I can't even get to my videos.
Oh.
I can't get to anything.
Well, delete it tomorrow then, I guess.
Alright. I'll just have to see what happens.
Unless they do automatically.
They might have to go through and just delete stuff. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
So, do we want to actually review this thing still?
Why not? I mean, really, what's there to talk about?
Yeah, that's true. I guess we should, explain the origin of this weird thing.
Yeah. Have you been recording this since we started?
Yeah.
Okay. Now everybody knows my shame.
It's probably more interesting than the actual movie.
If you're gonna stream movies, then don't do it, kids. Do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Welcome to the Cybernauts cast. I'm John Jones. With me are Zionic Freak. And Vimon Josh.
Terrible. Just terrible.
And we're talking about the Fantastic Four movie from 1994 that apparently no one is supposed to see, or you'll have your Justin TV account shut down.
I guess federal agents are going to show up to my door and, start pounding on it. I don't think that's going to happen. This is a suspension, so I'm not too worried about it.
Fox's best-kept secret, apparently.
Yeah, and they're the movie's so bad, they're so embarrassed that anybody owns it. It's who cares if I own it?
They probably don't want people seeing it, because they're ready to, ruin their brand.
Alright, so we I streamed these guys this movie, which apparently I am somewhat on hot coal for on the internet. And pretty much this movie has crazy surnames, and it's got like a lot of yelling, and the Human Torch sounds like he's going to have an orgasm every 5 minutes whenever he talks. Which I thought was pretty funny.
They have a lot of, like, disturbing laughter and stuff in this. I'm like...
Yeah, like...
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom sounds like he... Like, him and Lord Helmet share the same voice.
Yeah, he's totally cheesy. Like he's from Spaceballs or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And everyone laughs, like, maniacally in this. And then, like... I don't know. It was... No, like, freaking... The thing was, like, he said it's Clobber in Time, but, like, really didn't give a crap on how he said it. He said it the exact same monotone way every time.
Yeah, he said it, like, three times.
It's Clobber in Time.
And he did
and
that,
he's always
like,
got,
least...
like, that Elvis lip, like, curled up whenever he, like, turns around.
He didn't even turn into the thing until halfway through this thing.
And it was just, like, abrupt. I mean, there was no build-up to it. He just appeared.
Yeah, the other ones all, like, got their powers. I guess we should explain what happens, but I don't really know how to.
We should
kind of
start from the beginning, maybe.
We could try.
I mean, it starts out with these a bunch of these, I guess it's, like, Victor and the professor guy in school, and they're talking about stuff. And pretty much it gets them to this home of, like, Miss Storm's, like, foster kids or something. I don't know what that house is for. But, like, apparently, like, Johnny Storm's playing a really crappy Atari game. And,
it didn't look like, any kind of video game that would actually be back then. It looked like some sort of video game cartoon mixture thing, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of like, I guess if you blend in the, I don't know, like an Atari game, but, like, with the animation from, like, Dragon's Lair.
Yeah.
It's about, like, the same as it was. But then, apparently, there was, like, a meteor shower thing, and, like, the professor and Victor are doing this Project Colossus thing, which is a big robot, and that's what they were passing notes in class. It was, like, making notes on it or something. I don't know. But then it explodes, and then, apparently, Victor dies, I think, and then, like, the guy who played the thing pushes him out of the way.
Yeah. But he's, like, not really dead, but they don't really explain why he didn't die.
True.
But then
it was like, he got, like, a crap load of lightning, and all he did for 5 minutes is,
Yeah. So, I don't really get what they were doing to begin with. They were, like, trying to take the energy of that comet or something. Like, what was even the point of that?
I don't know. Like, I kind of fell asleep most of this movie. I just it was hard for me to understand anything about it.
Yeah, I didn't really get what the deal was with the jeweler character either.
Right.
He has, like, some cult devoted to him or something. And they all, like, chant queen, queen, queen over and over.
And it was, like, the beat of the music, I really thought they were going to break out into song.
Like, at any given moment, I was like, great, it's going to be one of those movies.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do some sort of, like, Willy Wonka thing or something, you know, like, Oompa Loompa song, but...
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah, it was kind of a good thing. But it was, like, it shows them, like, 10 years later, and apparently... it was like this guy's popping his head out of the sewer in front of this building, and then really nothing really much happens. I guess you guys called him like the Mole Man or something.
That's what we thought at first, but I think he's called the Jeweler.
Okay. Like you're able to pick up on all these names and everything, and I'm like, how do you know this stuff?
Yeah, but I don't know what his motivation was or whatever. I guess he, like, kidnaps the blind woman or something, right?
Yeah, apparently the thing runs into the blind woman, and then she starts, like, feeling his face. It was just way too weird. on some of this stuff.
Wasn't the thing making like orgasmic sounds as she was doing that?
Half the movie, the thing is just like, oh, oh. Like, he doesn't talk for most of it. Like, when he's with the jeweler, he's just going, oh, oh, over and over. There's weird, like, grunting, breathing sounds.
It was, like, as we're talking, this movie's kind of escaping me. And then, like, what was it? They were, like, no, like, I think the Ben or whatever knocks on the door, and it's just like, his line was, oh crap, where was it?
It was like, do your kids want to go to space with us or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's like, can Johnny and Susan go to outer space with us? And he said it like extremely creepy, and the mom's like, oh, you! And then like...
Yeah, and then they like hug, and there's like love music, and then they don't really explain...
Yeah, between like the girl and like the professor guy, like I don't know these names, but... And they're like, hey, we need to go to space, like right now.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know why they went to outer space. Do you? Just because?
I don't know what the purpose was either. They just, like, happened to go up into space. And then while they're up there, like, Johnny Storm was just, like, having... He was, like, having an orgasm. He was like, oh, God, this is awesome! Oh!
Yeah. And
that was,
and
there like, was the only sound he made in space.
There was some weird thing about the crystal, like the guy switched the crystals or something, and so they get superpowers.
I like how like he has a security system set up, which apparently can be defunct by the jeweler who just plays hopscotch in the spaces that the lasers don't cover, which are freaking huge gaps.
Yeah, he's just like dancing around. It's worthless.
There were like 5x5 gaps. Like it takes no amount of skill to get past that security system. And he just like starts playing hopscotch. It's ridiculous.
I would fire whoever did that security system. It's not gonna protect anything.
I think it was designed by the guy, like the professor guy.
The stretch Reed Richards.
Yeah. Like, you did not think that through, obviously. You just stick to making spaceships and, I don't know, being a professor, because security is not your forte.
I don't think he's very good at the spaceship thing, too, because it, like, crashed.
Well, at least the spacesuit stayed on them when they crashed, which...
Yeah, I don't see how their superpowers protect the spacesuits.
Yeah, they just the superpowers just kind of like was with the spacesuits or was able to conform with it or something.
Yeah, in the comics, there's something about like unstable molecules making up their costumes, which is why the Human Torch isn't just naked when he flames on. But that's just like made up science.
Yeah, it's I don't know, but no, like they have Doctor Doom that kind of just shows up randomly before like they're in space, and No, it's funny how, like, because, like, once they land on Earth, I guess, like, it's how convenient everything is placed. Like, it's white trash. Like, it's a white trash, like, trailer park or something. Because everything looks like if you pull up in a trailer park in any part of the country where there's white trash people, everything is laid out exactly where it should be. In the same positions. I thought for sure they landed in a trailer park.
So you think they filmed this in, like, some trailer park in Oklahoma or something?
Yeah, I think, because, like, you said the budget for this movie was, like, $1.5 million, which, obviously, they spent, like, 95% of that on the special effects for 30 seconds.
Yeah, they wanted...
End, which is...
They wanted a $40 million budget, and they got $1.5 million, so... That's why it's so terrible, probably.
Yeah, and...
You probably shouldn't use any music from it in our podcast, you know? Or you might get
it shut down.
I
don't think the music even exists online.
That one song they play over and over.
Yeah, the soundtrack of this movie consists of like 3 songs, if that.
Yeah, probably not even that.
The time was like any moment. It was like the sad song when they're fighting, and then the sad song when they're talking, and then the sad song when thing is sad.
The thing gets, like, upset, and he walks off, and he, like, hangs around the villain and, like, grunts at him, and then he gets kidnapped or something? I don't know.
He just kind of, like, he gets, like, they're like, oh, you're a freak like us, so you should come to the sewer with us and be friends with us because that's your place. And then and then the thing realizes that, wait, Dr. Doom is here. Oh, crap. It's Clobberin time. And then he leaves. Well, he leaves because he untransforms himself when he sees the blind girl because that's the sewer people's queen.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Whatever.
And then he goes outside
and then yells some more and then he's the thing again.
Yeah, he's just in the sewer and he, like, becomes normal and then he becomes not normal again and they don't, like, explain why. It just happens. But I think the best part of this is probably that terrible CGI, which is kind of sad because it's not like... I mean, it's like something you could make for that that class you were talking about earlier, you know?
Blender. I think it's more of a combination between, like, that and Photoshop. Or whatever Photoshop existed back then in 1994.
Yeah, was there Photoshop
whatever. It you can add effects with it, or I don't know. Like, there wasn't even Adobe, like a Sony Vegas that existed at that time.
Hmm.
Which, in Sony Vegas, you can pretty much do, like, anything you want to video. I'm trying to, like, there's so much to this movie, but I don't know. Pretty much the thing with this movie is that everyone's a freak and you're accepted. And, like, at the one point, crap. I really don't even know what else to mention about this movie. Like, I saw stuff, but I, like, took notes halfway through it.
Oh, you actually took notes on this thing? What'd you say?
Yeah, of course I took notes. Well, there's also the part where they get their...
Okay, let's try this again. Looks like it's working. Okay, it's going. We're back. We had some technical difficulties. We're going to talk about the uniforms now.
Okay, so the uniform's pretty much the girl, like, introduces it, and she's just like, oh, you know, these uniforms are so awesome. Look what I made in our spare time. Because apparently they broke out of, like, the Doom compound. We'll get to that in a sec. But then, and then, of course, Johnny Torch or Flame or Storm is just like, those are so stupid. I'll never wear those. And you got the professor's like, those are so elegant and wonderful. Only on you. And yeah, no one else.
She's basically the only one who wears it. I mean, the others, do they wear it later on? Or no?
They wear it when they go to Doom's castle for the second time. Because, like, when they get picked up from, like, the trailer park where they landed on, like, they're pretty much an interrogation area because Doom wants them to, like, use their powers to make Colossus or something. And then they wind up, like, pretty much... Oh, no. They have biolab people walk into their room, and they're in there to take another blood sample, but then, like, they have, like, a weird camera spin effect, and they hear a bunch of, like, punching sound effects. And then, like, oh, no, they switch uniforms on them. And then, apparently, like... Like, so then the thing stays back in the room, and then once the alarm system goes off, he's like, I guess I better go, and he just, like, breaks through the door. Like, what's the purpose of you hanging out in that room with all the knocked out guards?
I think the best scene, other than maybe the CGI thing, was when the doctor was, like, drawing their blood, and he, like, accidentally stabbed himself with the needle.
Yeah, like, he looks at the invisible girl, and then she's like, I'm right behind you, and he's like, and he, like, just stabs himself retardedly.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, yeah. Good job.
And then in the next one, he just makes Mr. Fantastic do it on himself, you know?
Well, I mean, like, pretty much this whole movie is, I mean, at least this is what I thought at first, kind of, was like, oh, there's the Fantastic Four, but it's pretty much a movie about Thing doing everything in this movie. Like, when the Human Torch was, like, trying to, you know, weld the way out of Doom's castle, the thing is, like, this is taking too long. It just goes, and barges right through it. It's like, why didn't you do that in the first place? Yeah. Oh, no, you have to fight Doom's Legion of Army.
Yeah, they can't really, the other guys can't really do anything, like, when Mr. Fantastic is trying to rescue Doom and he's, like, falling off the building and then he, like, falls, couldn't he just, like, stretch out and grab him, you know? Like, that's his power.
Yeah, he was supposed to, but they're like, he's just like, nah, that's gonna take too much effort. I'll just put this glove right here on the cliff and just kind of walk away.
And then you see the hand move. Yeah. What's the point of that? Was that supposed to set up a sequel or something? How is the hand even moving? It's not attached to anything. Does he have, like, a remote control for his hand?
I don't know. The movie will never explain that at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, well, they pretty much go back to the castle, and then they get trapped in some laser beam thing or something. So then, like, Doom can harness their powers to make Colossus with that, like, electricity thing. And then, of course, Mr. Fantastic, like, just kind of like slides his foot underneath the laser thing, and just kind of like folds it up and it kind of lightly soccer kicks it out of the way, and then the thing just messes up completely, and Doom's like, no!
Oh, yeah, he's got that Darth Vader kind of scream, you know?
Yeah, well, I consider it Lord Helmet from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
They share the same effect. And then pretty much, like, no, they have that fight. Okay, so before Doom gets knocked off the cliff, like, I literally laughed out loud when I saw, like, Mr. Fantastic punching Dr. Doom, but like his arm stretches, and there's like a 4 second delay between when that happens, and Dr. Doom just stands there, and he's just like, he doesn't know what's happening except to just to take the punch, and then apparently the last punch is able to knock him off the cliff, and then Mr. Fantastic like halfway saves him,
and then he just lets him drop.
But then of course it ends with, I don't know, Johnny Torch like going after the end of the space beam so that it doesn't destroy the city or something. And you haven't seen
CGI.
Yeah, you haven't seen CGI since like the Lawnmower Man. It's that bad.
Yeah, even for the 90s it's bad. I mean, it's like worse than reboots.
Like, well, Lawnmower Man kind of came out, I think, a year or two before this movie was made, so I guess they trying to rip it off the best they could. And then of course, like, they save the day, and then they get married, which is basically like a comic book nerd's fantasy dream of, like, everyone dressing up as the Fantastic Four to go to a wedding. So, like, they're all in their uniforms, like, you know, Johnny Torch and Mr. Fantastic, and then of course, like, Invisible Girl, she's still, like, she's in a wedding dress, and the thing is, like, pretty much, like, costumed out there, and then they drive off, and then, like, you see Mr. Fantastic hands, like, out of the, waving out of the sunroof, but it looks like one of those, like, wacky inflatable balloon arms, and it's just like, blah, 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 blah.
I wonder what they even did to make him, like, look like he was stretching, since they had such a low budget. They probably just, like, attached some rubber arm to him or something.
Something like that. They had, like, one of those, like, what are those toys that are, like, you can bend them, and they're basically made out of, like, really tough rubber? They're, like, they're kind of, like, it's like a Gumby arm, kind of. And they just had, like, propped something like that up for his arm to just kind of move it outside the sunroof of the limo as they drive off.
So he just had, like, a huge Gumby arm attached to him?
That's probably the best way I can describe it, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I know when I bought this movie from this comic book guy that was near me, he was, obviously he said that, like, no one's supposed to own this movie, but people do anyways. And apparently if you show it to people, the government finds out, like they did with me, but I guess they don't know about this podcast yet.
We should, how are we gonna watch the Batman shorts on there?
I guess if I label it a different, I guess if I don't have the words Batman... I don't know.
I think you should be safe and just make a different account to stream that one.
Yeah, or what I could do is I can rip everything to my computer and just, like, and then give it to you guys that way.
Yeah, just send it via Skype or something.
Yeah, Skype, or I can go to Dropbox or something and just make, like, one big file of everything. And then you guys can just download the link. That would be the best way.
It's, probably only, like, 20 minutes of shorts or something, right?
I have no clue. I haven't even watched the tape yet.
Oh, okay.
But maybe, I guess I'll get everything back within a day or so, so I'm not too worried about it. But if I have to stream Goku Midnight Eye and all those Kawajiri stuff for Kawajiri month, then I'll do it.
So
it's not that much of an inconvenience for me.
We're doing Goku Midnight Eye, Ninja Scroll, what else? Wicked City, is that in there?
It was Goku and then Cyber City 08-0.
Right.
We can do Wicked City and then end it with Ninja Scroll.
Alright, cool.
That'll be our top... That's, like, the top four of that director. That's, like, all you need to know of what that director has done.
Hey, who did that thing, Doomed Megalopolis?
Doomed Megalopolis is not a Kawajiri anime. I have it on DVD. Let me see if I can try to reach it real quick.
I'd look it up, but Firefox would probably kill GarageBand.
Let's see. Who directed this piece of garbage?
You don't like it?
I gotta say, it's interesting. It is really interesting. Like, on the back, it just says, like, it's got the 80 vision credits, but it doesn't tell me, like, who directed this anime.
Wikipedia says, directed by Rintaro, whoever that is.
Wait, Rintaro directed this?
Yeah.
That kind of explains a lot.
He did Metropolis, too.
He did Metropolis, but he did Harmageddon. Harmageddon is a long movie.
Yeah, I think
I was
you.
So happy when that thing ended.
It says he did Captain Harlock Mystery of the Arcadia, which I don't know what that is. I don't think it's Arcadia My Youth.
No, Arcadia My Youth was... I know that's directed by somebody else.
Probably Matsumoto, isn't it?
I would imagine. I mean, I don't know if Matsumoto directed any of his own stuff. I don't know. Or his own movies, at least.
This guy has done, he did the recent Harlock OVA. He did X.
Oh, Rintaro?
Yeah.
I do own X. I remember seeing it, and I remember hating it, and yet I own one copy of it on UMD and the other one on DVD. Because it was like $2, and I'm like, I can't complain. It's $2. I'm not going to argue with that.
I seem to remember Viku saying it was like the only shoujo that he thought was tolerable.
Because
isn't it like post-apocalypse or something weird?
Yeah, it's like, obviously, like, the people who read the manga, and, like, there's a TV series of X, which apparently Kawajiri is part of.
Oh.
Like, if you watch those, then the movie makes sense. But the movie is just, like, taking a compilation of what happened in the manga into, like, 2 hours or an hour and a half or something. Because it makes, like, no sense whatsoever. Because they made no sense to me. And then I remember trying to explain that to people. And they're just like, and then I've explained it to people that, like, I saw this anime and it was stupid, but they've seen it and they're like, well, that's how anime is. You just got to get used to it.
It looks like Kawajiri directed the anime and the OVA, but Rintaro did the movie.
Okay. I know the TV series is on Netflix. I have it on my instant queue. I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
Oh, he did Kawajiri did the Vampire Hunter D Bloodlust thing that we reviewed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and the Highlander thing. I saw that too.
Yeah, you can kind of skip Kawajiri out of the Highlander.
Lensman. He did Lensman. We have to review Lensman.
He co-directed. That was like one of his first titles he directed was Lensman.
Although I don't know how much there is to say about Lensman. It's just a anime Star Wars, you know.
Yeah, which is why I like it so much.
Yeah, that's the appeal.
I guess people who, like, want to knock it, but people who, like, read all of Doc Smith's novels that were written in, like, the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I haven't read any of that.
I haven't read any of it either. I was curious. Like, I know there's a few novels I think you can download, like, through Amazon, but I just don't have the will reading power to go through all that.
It's probably pretty dated. If it was written 80 years ago.
Yeah. That's kind of the same with, like, Highland Starship Troopers book. But apparently the book is, like, 80% training. Like, that's what I've always heard. And because I know when they did the anime version of Starship Troopers, like, the one they made, Sunrise did in 1988, which is actually more or less okay. Like, that 2/3 of that OVA is nothing but training.
I have
they kind of follow the novel pretty well that way.
I have the movie on my DVR, but I haven't seen it. Is it, like, similar to the book, or no?
The movie is completely different. Like, there's maybe 20 minutes of training, and then 20 or 30 minutes of training, and then an entire, like, hour and 30-minute movie.
I think
so.
It's
like, and they go straight to the action. They basically do their own thing, and it's not bad.
It's mostly like bugs exploding and stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, they're in the, apparently in the novels and also in the anime, it was like the creatures are like anebic or aneba, and they're like tentacle creatures, obviously, because this is Japan. And then, of course, the American movies is just them fighting like huge spider insects. And like apparently the Aramaki Starship Troopers that is supposed to be coming out, I think either soon or right now, which is the one he worked on. I guess he's going to the books on that. I don't know.
Wait, but is like, this another anime movie of it?
No, they did a CGI one. It's by Shinji Aramaki. I heard about this like a year ago or so.
Is it getting released here or just Japan?
Let me see. Now there's this dead silence in our podcast.
That's all right. Yeah. If we were on Toon Radio, it would have like gone off the air, but
yeah. Well, it's already off the air anyways without us.
Yeah.
It's called Starship Troopers Invasion. It's a 2012 computer animated science fiction film. Let's see. It was released in Japan July 21st, so it's been recently released, and it's going to be released in North America on August 28th.
So it just came out 4 days ago.
Yeah, so it's a direct-to-DVD thing, so it'll be coming out soon. So
there's probably a torrent already, don't you think?
What?
There's probably already a torrent of it, don't you think?
I guess. Well, they actually brought in Neil Patrick Harris and Casper Van Dien as the voice actors for this.
Oh, wow.
And it's being distributed by Sony Pictures because I guess they still have the rights to it. So Funimation's not getting their hands on this.
Huh.
So, yeah, I actually want to pick this up.
That's interesting. Sony doing a dub. Oh,
wait. They got Casper Van Dien is attached as executive producers to this.
Didn't Sony do the dub for the old Cyborg 009 show from like 10 years ago?
I think so. I think I might actually have that DVD somewhere. I have like Cyborg 009, but it's by Sony.
Yeah, I have it too. I think Josh probably does also.
I think that's like $2 at like
the Cyborg 009 DVD.
Oh, yeah, the 8-episode thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, this is the Invasion is a direct sequel to the first movie, so it's ignoring the other sequels, which are garbage anyways.
Yeah, aren't those all also direct-to-video?
Yeah, Starship Troopers 2 is terrible. Like, honestly, that could just be as like a stupid sci-fi movie. That's about as separate from Starship Troopers as G-Savior is from Gundam.
Does it even have the same actors?
It's in the same universe, supposedly. I don't know. I there's nothing happens in that movie at all. Except there's a hot blonde chick that gets naked, and then apparently she's like one of the main people that was in Nip Tuck.
So it doesn't have the same actors or anything?
No, not in the second movie. The third movie brings back Casper Van Dien. The third movie is actually really entertaining. It's bad, but it's pretty entertaining.
I think Jake Turner loves those movies.
Yeah, I've actually got some of the Roughnecks Starship Troopers Chronicles TV series on DVD. I haven't even watched those yet.
Oh, I wonder how that is. That's probably pretty weird.
I remember watching. Some people say it's good. Like, I remember watching it on Sci-Fi like 12 years ago, like when I just happened to catch it.
Is that all CGI too?
I didn't know what to think of it.
Is that all CGI too?
Yeah, that's all CGI. I think it's like the same as like Metal or crap. It's not Metal Gear. It's Heavy Gear. Heavy Gear is another like show that's like all CG with mechs, and that's about the same as the CG Starship Troopers show.
Huh. Is Heavy Gear American show?
Yeah, Heavy Gear was done by Tim Eldred, which he's like a big person of like the anime community. He's worked on like translations of OTOM stuff back in the 80s, and he's done a bunch of comics. I actually got comics that I'm sure he's like been part of anyways. I just can't think of what those are right now.
Well,
but yeah, I'm really looking forward to the new Shinji Aramaki Starship Troopers thing.
I think for those Batman shorts, we should probably review them with Dark Knight Rises once I've seen that. Do a big Batman episode.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, like, we can do that in a couple weeks, and I'll just have to, like, I'll just have to copy them somehow and format it so you guys can watch it.
Yeah. I still have to see Dark Knight Rises, though.
Yeah.
I think Josh has not seen it either, so.
Yeah, I haven't.
I might see it sometime.
When do you guys think you guys might be going to see it?
I'd give it 2 weeks. If I don't see it in 2 weeks, I'll probably just walk down to the movie theater and see it myself.
I think probably sometime.
Probably just do that now.
I'll probably see it sometime next week, but we're kind of busy moving and stuff.
Wait, where are you moving to?
Chandler, about 10 miles from here.
Oh, you guys found another house or something?
Yeah, it's right next door to the house that I lived in from like 96 to 05. It's kind of weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
So pretty much you lived in Arizona, and then you moved to Texas, and you moved back to Arizona, to move back to your other place in Arizona that you lived at before you moved to Texas.
Right. Right now I live in Tempe, and I'm moving to Chandler, and that's like only a few miles from here, so it's not like a big deal, but...
Okay.
But sometime this week or next week we should be done, and then I can see it.
Alright, cool. Yeah, we gotta find a time to when we wanna, I guess... Depending on how my Justin TV thing goes, if all my stuff is still up there, at least my Kawajiri stuff, then you guys have something to look at for Goku Midnight Eyes. So
yeah,
hopefully
we gotta wait
till
at least
tomorrow.
I'll
just find a date where we can stream it.
Would you stream it on like the same account, or would you?
I think I'm just gonna like ignore my account for a while, depending on what happens to it.
Yeah.
And then I might stream something with like maybe a couple months down the road. But like I could take Goku Midnight Eye and just like rip it and pretty much send it to you as like files or something. So that might be the best way to go about it.
Do you have it on DVD or what?
I've got it on a data disk that I can plug into my PS3 and it can read the file. So I'll just use that.
Oh.
So it's not, I got everything set up, so.
Yeah. Alright, well, we got 43 minutes. That's probably enough.
Yeah, that's more than enough.
And most of it is not Fantastic Four related. Maybe half.
Yeah,
that's fine.
There's really nothing much we can say about Fantastic Four. It's like, I like Josh's quote where she said that, you know, hey, at least it's better than Jesus Savior. And I'm like, I'm kind of inclined to agree to that.
The people in the YouTube, I had to rewatch that CGI scene on YouTube because my computer was freezing. But the people in the comments were saying this is better than the 2005 movie, which I don't believe at all.
I haven't even seen the 2005 movies. I haven't seen any of the new ones. This is like my first exposure to the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, a lot of people hate those, but I don't think they're that bad.
Those people on YouTube are crazy.
People hate the newer ones because they changed the origin, but they did in this one too, so who cares?
At least the newer movies had a budget.
Yeah, that's true. The special effects are definitely better than the new ones.
It didn't consist of 80% dark.
Yeah.
Like this movie did.
I don't think we mentioned that. There's hardly any lighting in this movie, and it's like terrible.
Like, honestly, like, I had this playing on my TV because I was running through my VCR, and I want to say that the contrast between my TV and what's on the stream is about equal. Like, there's really not a difference between the two.
Yeah, like, every scene with Dr. Doom, you can barely see him. Like, his whole hideout set has, like, one light, and that's it.
Yeah, and it's always, like, at an angle over his head, so he would have to be looking up in order to, like, see his face.
Yeah.
But I guess if you can get your hands on this movie, you should go watch it.
Maybe.
We've reviewed it.
Okay, so closing remarks, are we still doing that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, closing remarks, Yannick.
Oh, this movie is so awesome, girl!
Hey, we forgot to do Weeaboo stories. Do we have one?
We can skip it.
Oh, okay. Josh, closing remarks?
This movie gave me cancer.
Wow. Strong statement.
What?
I said strong statement about this movie.
Yes.
That is a very strong statement. At least G-Saver didn't give you cancer.
No, that gave me crabs.
Hmm.
So which would you say is worse, crabs or cancer? Or which is the most treatable to you?
I would say this is probably better. I'm not really sure. It's debatable.
Yeah. This kind of had, like, Lightning in Space too, you know? Like, in their ship. They were like...
Well, I guess they encountered the thunderstorm in space that caused them to morph into the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we're going to have to find another movie with Lightning in Space to keep up our trend. I don't know if there is another one.
There's no... I guess I can always pull up a movie that has space in it.
Hope there's lightning.
Lightning in Space. I got some Star Trek movies I haven't seen. I've got... Space Camp. That's a good one.
Which Star Trek movies have you seen?
I bought these on the cheap at Blockbuster. I got 5 and 2. So I wanted to see those.
2 is Wrath of Khan, right?
Yeah. Wait, no, it's The Search for Spock.
Oh, that's 3. Search for Spock is hilarious. And 5 is like, the plot is ridiculous. They go to the center of the universe, and there's, like, God, and he wants a spaceship. It doesn't make any sense, but it's kind of
entertaining. I wonder if it's the same spaceship that was in freaking Crystal Triangle.
Could be.
One of those two are tied together.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have a closing remark, but watch this movie, I guess.
Actually, I have one more closing remark. I think when Zionic was running the stream, right as he cut off the VHS tape, there was an ad playing on his TV that perfectly summed up this whole movie. Terrible. It's just terrible.
Yeah. It's the Verizon ad or AT&T ad where the guy's in this car. And, like, he's talking to his iPhone, and then he's just, like, they're talking about the traffic, and I just tied it just right to the TV, or the commercial on TV, where he's like, oh, terrible, just terrible. Oh, like, that's so good. And then the freaking government shut me down on that.
Siri, what do you think about the Fantastic Four movie?
I found 17 movie theaters barely close to you.
I wanted a review of it.
If you ask the thing about prostitutes, it'll ask you about escort. It'll give you an answer like where to find escort services.
I know. I've asked it to find weed too, and it gives me dispensary locations.
Awesome! Yes.
That thing does anything.
Pretty much.
All right, I'm gonna cut it off.
I guess we can shut this down. Mission complete. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com. If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week. Same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel.
are such things as dreams are made on.